Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
Halfway home on a Tuesday, Ben and Woods, 97.3, the fan. Appreciate you guys very much being here. Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And luncheon MC is here.
Very friendly.
How's the agenda? Like any other luncheons reach out to ask you to come do their luncheon now? You are open for biz, I'm assuming.
Not yet. I feel like I did my luncheon duty this week.
The luncheon tour.
Yeah, Naval Alumni Association, Dave and Buster's yesterday.
Okay.
Very centrally located. I will give them that.
What'd you eat?
They had a buffet spread of a little salad, built your own salad bar. And then there was some rolls. And I believe there was some pasta and cobbler, although I only got really to the salad part because then it was my turn to talk.
Oh, so you didn't get to eat?
I had salad and rolls. It was good lunch.
Okay.
Salad and rolls. It's fine. Kind of off to the side. We weren't in the gaming area where, you know, although I did get a $10 gaming card. I didn't get a chance to use it. Would you like it for your kids, possibly?
No.
Would you like anything else that I got the biggest swag bag. I mean... Craig, Navy Craig, hooked me up with the largest
swag bag of gifts.
Oh, we've got a Navy scarf,
if you want to check that out. Okay.
Go Navy. Little sign. You can put that on the tree if you want.
No. Yeah. We've got navy colored beads.
If you want to take these to
take
Marty
your shirt off,
with.
Take your shirt off. Now,
what'd you do to earn those?
I give you the beads.
I throw them to you after you take your shirt off.
Is that how it works?
Yep.
Let's see. We've got
pudding.
Butterscotch pudding.
You're joking.
Is my favorite.
Oh, my.
He pulled that out. I was
snack
like,
oh. Back. Butterscotch pudding.
Okay.
What are you doing with those?
We've got golf towel.
Zzz.
Navy Federal Credit Union
nice.
Golf towel. We have got face tattoos. If you would like to be a Navy fan / Jelly Roll, at the same, I know you love face tattoos.
I do.
And Jelly Roll.
And Jelly Roll.
We've got a Navy coin, football Go Navy Beat Army.
Okay.
Coin.
Okay.
We've got.
Isn't Braden going to that game?
We've got a pen.
Uh-huh.
Isn't he going this week?
Yeah, I think Braden's going this week.
Leave him this gear.
We've got a... Oh, this is cool. This is a Jerry Coleman. This is a collector's piece. He got this and held on to it. Lieutenant Jerry Coleman coin.
That's badass.
From San Diego National Bank, commemorating both his playing career and broadcasting career. This one's a definite keeper. We got a Padres ball marker. Got for my golf game.
Yep.
SD and Padres.
Yeah, you crushed that.
We have this beautiful artwork I was given by this woman who actually did like the Google drawing for like the Navy Day. This is the chapel at Annapolis. Huh.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful. A painting?
Yes, like it's frameable painting artwork. Okay. It's very nice.
This works right on the radio.
we've got some Pro V1s with Go Navy stamped on them.
Sorry, Team Callaway over
That's
here.
That's all right. Sorry but about someone that. Can use those.
Yeah. Sell out.
Beat
Sell
Army out. Button.
Mm-hmm.
We've got...
He just keeps digging for more.
Bro, this is
How big is
crazy.
This?
We've got... And we've got... Ooh, the Tony Gwynn nesting doll set.
Oh,
remember
nice.
That giveaway?
Yeah,
I didn't have that
those
one.
Those are cool.
This one is definitely a collector's item as well. Craig had held that in his collection to give to me also. I believe with all the... All the nesting
all the
dolls
in
inside.
It's you pretty rad. Keep... What a nice.
It's total of three Tony Gwynn nesting dolls.
What
so
was
that's
your
cool.
What was your in out like hour?
Hour
and a half?
Yeah, I was out in at noon, out at one.
Mine are always like 4 to 6 hours long. Every time I do one, when I had to dress like a coastal cowboy. I mean, it was like a 6 hour gig.
Oh, and then another scarf of some sort there with
very
the Padres logo. So.
Very good.
Man. That is quite the swag bag.
That is. Definitely worth an hour of your time.
Yes.
What are you going to do with that pudding?
I don't know. We can use it to decorate the studio.
With pudding?
I like my pudding chilled, so I'm going to need to find a refrigerator to put it in.
We do have one here.
Shelf-stable pudding is always, just a little
Craig,
weird.
You knew how fancy he was. You thought he was going to eat snack packs of pudding? There's no way. What are you going to do with that pudding?
You can have it.
I don't like butterscotch pudding.
Well, we've got.
I'm only 50, not 80.
I will take one of those.
You will?
You will?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You like butterscotch too?
Yeah.
Maybe I'd like it if I tried it.
Try some butterscotch.
I don't want to this morning. No, I don't want to.
Just do it.
I'm watching my figure.
Force feed it to you.
I'm watching my figure.
He's going on a sugar
just
cleanse.
I don't. I'm watching my figure.
Paulie, just.
Don't
on,
let just, no. Because
really
that's how it starts. You get one little taste, and next thing you know, I end up down in TJ. Oh no!
Don't let it explode all over the studio.
Oh, no. We will. I'm not eating the pudding. I'm trying to have some willpower here, man. You know, and you get one little rub, a little bit on your gums, and the next thing you know, your boy's down in the parking lot. Whole tub of pudding between my legs. Forget it.
You're waiting for another trough of banana pudding.
That's I'm not even touching that.
That's your personal crack.
Mm-mm. I'm trying to get locked in. I'm trying to game the resolutions this year. Game it by already being it with elite habits going into the new year.
You want to be resolute even before the new year begins.
Yeah, I'm really going to game it this year. You know, trying to get everything dialed in. I've got things are good. I don't want to talk about it. Because remember, when you talk about it, you stop doing it. So I'm just going to say things are good. The discipline has been really good. Dropped some weight even this week.
Nice.
And the gym has been steady every day. So I'm just going to shut up and move on. Okay?
It's too bad you don't still have the Lifetime membership. You got to pay as you go now.
Pay as I go. But still, you know, it's a good experience. And just the fact that you show up, you know, yesterday was one of those days I actually thought I was going to throw up on the way home. I don't know why. I felt nauseous. And I go, dude, this is your brain saying, hey, Tubbs, go home. Go home and go to sleep, man. Go home and just go relax. You've earned this. And that's the devil, right, in my mind telling me, hey, you're fine. You worked out this weekend. Just going home. It's Monday. Just go relax. Now I forced myself to walk in that building.
The problem, though, is when you do it so often that it becomes an obsession.
I'm getting there.
I am now at 32 consecutive days of Pelotoning without a day off. It's I think my longest streak
ever.
That's
fantastic, though.
It's
not
good.
Bad. It's not like you did an eight ball for 32 days in a row.
You also have to be able to give yourself a day off from time to time without feeling bad about it.
It's Peloton, though. It's not going to.
No, I know. I know. But I don't want to. The next time I miss a day, I don't want to. Oh, I can't believe I missed a day. It's okay.
No,
to
you got
to
forget. Yeah,
it's okay to skip a day and be okay with that.
But
every once
you
got to
build in rest days, but you still got to move every day.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have one of those days where you're moving all day and you look down at your tracker and you're like, I got 12,000 steps. I don't need to get on. on the Peloton.
That's
it's
good.
It's exactly that's true. Right. But I, the obsession thing is real.
But I have gotten to the point where I will walk, like, I'll play 18 holes in the morning. I'll walk the goat.
Yeah, you don't need to be on the Peloton.
And then I get on the Peloton later just so I can say I
did
it.
That you did your streak.
And I did my streak and I kept it going. That's a bit obsessive behavior.
Like Scott just said, man, that phrase popped into my head in the chat. Never miss a Monday. And I go, man, I have heard that so many times. And truly, I was driving home going, no, I don't feel good. I'm nauseous. I think I might throw up. And then I thought, eh, you don't need to throw up. That's your fat ass telling you to go home and snack and not go into the gym. So I made myself go in and I had a really good workout.
So my new Peloton instructor, because Leanne has gone on maternity leave, I've had to find a new instructor. And Jess,
how's that going?
Jess King is my new Peloton instructor. And I have found... She says something that I relate to. She said, at the start of every ride, says, you're hating it right now, right?
Yeah, it sucks.
Fight through it. You will be okay in just a couple of minutes. But you have to fight through that. Your body is elite at not wanting to, like, it doesn't want you to do this.
Yeah.
But once you adapt, in about 2 minutes, it'll be like, oh, you love doing this. Just keep on riding. But you have to fight through the discomfort and the part that you don't like. And everybody goes through it. And I think for so many years... I would look at other people exercising and go, why is it so easy for them and so hard for me? Like, it's so easy for them. And she goes, I'm a Peloton instructor. I hate this. I hate when I get on the first couple of minutes, I hate it. I have to fight through it.
Ass is all sore from sitting on that chair.
Like, oh, you mean it's not easy for everybody else and hard for me? It's hard for everybody at the same time?
Do you get saddle sores or is your taint,
taint
all callous now?
Yeah, it's all.
The most callous taint in town. 32
I have like
days
a gel cover for my seat that makes it a little bit softer, but I got used to it over the years. Now, I can sit for long stretches on the bike, but you do a lot of the rides now standing as well.
Yeah, you have to stand
out of the saddle.
I think that it's great that you do that. I think you need to vary it some, though. Your legs are in great shape.
Right.
You have the best.
Well, and I go to my trainer on Sundays, and
that's
lift.
That's one day a week.
And I will do some like sit-ups and push-ups in between during the week as well.
You don't have to lie to me.
Do you?
Lie to
I do.
Girls.
Yes,
no...
I do. At least once I do the sit-ups. I don't always do the push-ups.
Now, let's drill down. Because look, he's already changing
his backpedaling.
Yep. If he's on the stand right now, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
How many push-ups have you done this week?
30.
Since when?
Monday.
Yesterday.
So you did 30 push-ups yesterday.
30.
I don't believe it. Perjury. 10 at a time?
10 at a time.
Three sets.
Yeah.
Okay. In how long? Like throughout the course of the day, 10 in the morning,
like
10 in the afternoon?
No, just like
10
all
rest,
like
10 rest.
10 rest for 30 seconds, then do 10 more.
Okay.
I do them at an angle, though. I don't go all the way down to the floor.
You did not have to tell anyone.
I'm
that.
Sorry.
No one...
We would never have known.
They're still
that.
Good.
What are you, Quentin Jammer? You didn't have to tell everybody you do angled push-ups.
Is that a bad thing? You're still pushing yourself up. I got a lot to push up. I'm still a big guy. I feel like it's kind of cheating. Like, if you're a small person, you're not pushing up as much. I'm pushing up a lot.
Have you ever used the chin-up machine?
It's the...
And
Pauly,
it said you did 20 chin-ups?
Pauly, I know it's better than not doing any chin-ups. I cannot bring myself to go over and be like... Yeah, I'm on the assist. And the thing slides. Whoa, you know what man. I'm talking about?
I mean, how many push-ups do you think
Deep
you can
burn.
Do on the floor, like, back straight?
Oh, probably 20.
20? Yeah. I don't even know.
Max. And then right break, and I can do more.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to tell us.
Sorry.
Ooh, standing push-ups against the wall. Those are good.
Like, this table is a good
Your legs, height. I can't even impart to the radio audience out there. The legs that this man has on him from the lower half, and we know we've seen the pictures of the other. You may be the most perfect human alive. There are guys in bodybuilding competitions that would, if they said, hey, you're going to need to slit that guy's throat and you can have his calves, they would do it. You should see the guys I see in the gym every day that from the waist up are shredded. What?
Breaking baseball news.
Oh, no. What do we got?
Passing bomb.
Oh, a passing bomb?
Slugger Kyle Schwarber and the Phillies are finalizing a five-year, $150 million contract. 30 a year.
And I told you that the Pirates weren't offering enough. 4 years, $120 million.
How much was the total again?
$5,150.
$5,150
for the Phillies.
Smart move.
And you know what? They were right.
Not that an overpay.
That was the move that everyone speculated would be the first one done, the big one, at the winter meetings.
Yeah.
And Jeff Passan had it first, and he is absolutely right. And now everybody can move on now that Kyle Schwarber is returning to the Phillies.
Makes perfect sense.
His value has been discussed a lot, but when I say worth it, like a good value for them, I mean, I didn't think he was going to get less than 30. I thought that was kind of the bottom of what he would get.
I thought like 25, 30, yeah.
I thought he was going to get like 30 to 35. I think that's a great number for the Phillies.
DH, you know.
Yeah.
DH, you know, obviously on the back half of his career.
It's a lot of money.
You're not paying him to play in the field. You're paying him to just slug
hit 50 bombs.
And crush the ball.
But
yeah.
Does anyone think Kyle Schwarber is going to have a better season than the one he just had at all in his career going forward?
What, did he hit 52 this year or something like that?
I think that was the best season he'll have going forward. You can expect less from him in the last 5 years here than
you
could.
I think
you
expect at least 40,
though. But then you're happy
56.
With that. 56 is not happening.
132 ribs. Man.
I bet 56, 132 is not happening.
You never know. We haven't talked about this yet, but you never know what he's capable of. Did you guys see the picture over the weekend of what, speaking of health and fitness and maximizing your body's potential, did you guys see the picture of Bryce Harper strapped to that machine?
No.
You did not. Come around real quick, and I'll show you, and then we can describe it for the audience. Paulie, did you see Bryce Harper?
Okay. Sent it to us, didn't you?
Did I say
it?
I did.
I actually did see this one.
Okay, so he's...
I thought it was an exercise machine.
He's sitting on a recliner, laying back in a recliner. He's got tubes into both veins on each arm, right? And it's on his personal Instagram. And he says, Bryce Harper 3, EBOO, EBU, is a procedure in which a third of your blood is drawn from your body, passed through a filtration and ozonation device, and then returned to your bloodstream.
Like eco water for your blood.
Eco water for your blood. It circulates your blood outside your body, exposes the blood to ozone, and will oxygenate or filter the blood before returning it to you. This will improve circulation, reduce inflammation, fight infections, support immune function, remove toxins, increase energy. My guy Josh Redd is a magician. Had a great week of wellness starting with this awesome machine. More videos to come of other things as well. That's pretty hardcore. I believe this is what like Keith Richards has done. Like, take this vial blood from me, and I don't mean a vial of blood. Take this vile, disgusting blood that I've poisoned over the years. Take half of it, clean it up, put it back in my body. Do you think that it works? Because I want to try it.
I believe it.
I mean, for like you and me, I doubt it has a huge impact. If you are an athlete,
we like just start broadcasting like crazy
at the very highest level, and you're looking for another
and
half percent, like edge on top of what you already have. Maybe there's something to it. Some of it seems a little kooky as well.
Is it blood doping? Because didn't they... Doesn't
blood doping EPO require... It's definitely taking out
EPO.
Your blood and putting it back in. Are you actually adding anything to it, or are
oxygen.
You simply... Oxygen.
Remember, it oxygenates.
You already have oxygen in your blood.
Okay, somebody said... so many doctors have come out and said this is pointless because your body already does this. I thought this was the Lance Armstrong thing. Okay, blood doping is adding red blood cells.
I searched Bryce Harper to find that picture.
Yeah.
Show it on our stream here, and the caption on that particular picture, it wasn't Bryce Harper's original. It just said, the Phillies are losing some free agents, but Bryce Harper is circulating his blood through a fax machine. World Series, here we come.
Petey Pablo says it's a gimmick. Petey, it wouldn't be the first gimmick that I fell for. So if you see your old pal Woodsy hooked up to an EPO machine, don't be surprised. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's good eyewash,
hey
is
guys,
it not?
It's Woodsy here for EBU blood.
Got more breaking news. This one a little closer to home. Will Salmon of The Athletic says Edwin Diaz and the Dodgers are in agreement on a deal.
Wow.
Edwin Diaz. So not Robert Suarez, but the top closer on the market.
Mason Miller.
Going to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Or a Met.
Wow. I have to pee. So.
All right. Well, why don't we take a break? You can chew on the fact that the Dodgers have fixed their bullpen. And we will come back and play a little take on Woods. If you want to be our contestant, try to qualify and beat Woods for the first time this month, 833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833-833 833-288-0973. Edwin Diaz to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Ben Woods coming back next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. SDFatLoss.com does not require anything weird like recirculating your blood in a machine. In fact, you're not even having any bars or shakes or mixes. You're just eating real normal food. One of the things I loved about the SDFatLoss.com program, I could just eat normal stuff, stuff I bought from the grocery store, and it worked. I lost weight up to a pound of fat per day. 10 to 20% of your body weight in 60 days is what you can expect. For me, that was 40 pounds in 60 days. Again, nothing weird, no injections with side effects. Nothing that you're going to be feeling like, uh-oh, am I doing something that I'm not going to be able to sustain? I've been able to keep the weight off for 2.5 years thanks to the great program, Resetting My Metabolism, the great support I got from the counselors. You can join me. You can join Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, John Flint down the hall. So many tier ones who have found success with the SDFatLoss.com program. And if you sign up now, you're going to get the best prices of the year, up to and over $400 off if you sign up before December 31st. And then you can start the program now or start it after the holidays. Your choice, but sign up now. Get the big savings. Just set up your free consultation by going to SDFatLoss.com. New you for the new year coming up with SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking forward to talking Padres in the minor leagues. What's in the system coming up this year? What does AJ Preller even have to trade? John Tana from Matt Friars in studio going to join us at the bottom of the hour. First, though, going to play a little Take on Woods. Let's get to it. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm. Security and fire alarms for every business. We got you knocking things over in the studio. But, Paulie, we good to go? We're good?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get a contestant on the line. Let's just go with Joe. Joe, you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
All right, let's see if we can get you qualified for our grand prize drawing. Trip for two to Las Vegas to see New Kids on the Block at their residency at the Dolby Live at Park MGM on June 26th. The two-night stay at the Park MGM and a $100 gas card. Tickets available for New Kids on the Block at Ticketmaster.com. Here are your category choices today. We got A Bundle of Joy still there. That's all two-second songs featuring the word joy. We've got The Good Stuff, five song titles that begin with the word good, and our new category, The Long Goodbye, five song titles that include the word goodbye. So A Bundle of Joy, The Good Stuff, or The Long Goodbye. Joe, what would you like to play?
Go to The Good Stuff.
Good Stuff. All right. So this is five song titles that begin with the word good. You're going to have 60 seconds to get as many as you can. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is our two-second song. You need to identify both the song title and the artist to score that point, and we go from there. Joe, are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Paulie, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Woods is out of the studio, so let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Joe, your time begins when Paul plays the music. The category is The Good Stuff. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Good Thing, Find the Uncannibals.
Correct. Which shared song title was a major hit for both the Beach Boys and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Good Vibration.
Correct. Which 1997 hit by Green Day is also known as Time of Your Life?
Good Riddance.
Correct. Rick Ocasek, the lead vocalist for The Cars, says he's actually being sarcastic in the title for which lead single from the band's 1978 debut album?
Good Times Roll.
Correct. In a 2011 mega hit, Flo Rida sang Sometimes I Get a What?
Good Feeling.
Oh, yeah. You can't be beaten when you go 5 for 5. Very impressive performance. Joe, you are in, I think, just our second qualifier, along with last week's real or fake contestant.
I think that's an outright dub. Woods isn't getting Flo Rida.
I think he might struggle with Flo Rida. I don't know if he can get the rest of them, but let's bring him in. All right, Woods is back. Watch your step, John, as you reenter the studio. We are definitely not OSHA compliant in here.
No, the good
tripping
thing about
hazards
that,
all over the place.
The good thing about that tree is it's not that much in the way.
That's true.
Right.
All right, Joe's score is locked in. You need to get locked in. Don't get the category. 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Joe.
I know it. I'll come back to it.
Which shared song title was a major hit for both the Beach Boys and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Good Vibration.
Correct. Which 1997 hit by Green Day is also known as Time of Your Life?
Good Riddance.
Correct. Rick Ocasek, lead singer for The Cars, said he's actually...
Let the Good Times Roll.
Correct. In a 2011 mega hit, Flo Rida sings, Sometimes I Get a What?
Good Tank.
Incorrect. Go back to our two-second song.
Is that Good Thing by...
It is.
Fine Young Cannibals?
It is. Oh, nice pull. Yes. Which is a nice pull for a 4, which gives you the 4-5 loss
no!
to Joe.
No way!
He knew the Flo Rida. Paul said, Good didn't give me Flo Rida. Sometimes I Get a Good Feeling. Is what that song is called.
First L of
first
the month.
L this month. It is not a perfect December.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Joe. You are
well
qualified.
Done, Joe.
Paulie will get your information during the break.
Hey, enjoy New Kids on the Block, buddy.
And then when we come back, we will talk to John Connor from Mad Friars, Padres in the minor leagues, and more. All coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. First,
but
though,
first,
well, Woods and I want to tell you about Trust and Will, proud sponsor of the Trust and Will Holiday Bowl, and the place that you can get every
everything done here before the holidays to make sure your family is taken care of should something, well, unfortunate happen to you.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Peace of mind is something that was very important to me. Also, making sure my family was taken care of when I left. I don't want any gray area there. And so I went to trustandwill.com, answered all the questions, did not take very long at all. Not even, it took me 30 minutes to get it all done. Got it sent to me, got it notarized, put it in the desk, and it's good to go. So go to trustandwill.com, use the code FAN when you check out, F-A-N, going to give you 20% off your trust or will.
You can also set up instructions for what to do if you're still alive, but maybe incapacitated, power of attorney, you need someone to make decisions on your behalf. You can also set up guardians for your children. If you don't decide it, the state will decide what to do when you're gone. You don't want that. You want the peace of mind of knowing your family is taken care of. And by the way, if you've got assets to leave to your family, a trust is the way to go. You can avoid probate court, which is messy and expensive. But a very simple process with Trust and Will can avoid all that by getting your trust or will done online and use the code FAN at checkout to get 20% off. It will be shipped right to your house, put it in a filing cabinet, and be done with it at trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Again, the breaking news from the baseball winter meetings. Edwin Diaz in agreement with the Dodgers. They get their closer.
$69 million. Nice.
Kyle Schwarber in agreement with the Phillies. And the Phillies also just announcing 3 minutes ago that they have extended the contract of manager Rob Thompson through the 2027 season, which is a bit of a leap of faith for the Phillies, who have been somewhat like the Padres, a playoff disappointment the last couple of years. Good talents. They've been going for it all in with veterans. And, you know, other than the one time they got to the World Series when they beat the Padres, but then lost while they were there, They've had similar playoff disappointments to the Padres in the last few years.
I made that up, $69 million.
Oh, yeah. That sounded, depending on the number of years, that sounded like it was possibly correct. I haven't seen numbers, so.
I haven't either.
Jeff Passan says 3 years, $69 million. Yeah.
It's a wild guess. So let's put this in perspective, everyone. Our pal Chris Chadwick tweeted this. I retweeted it because he's absolutely right. He said, look, not sour grapes at all. Just the way that it is. This is why the idea that any team can do what the Dodgers do is laughable. No, every team can't give $72 million to a closer, Tanner Scott, and then just go get another elite closer when that guy sucks a year later. What's 72 plus 69?
That is 141.
Not every team in baseball can drop 141 on two players for the eighth and ninth inning.
Throw in Kirby Yates.
And throw in Kirby Yates, who's off the books now, I do believe, for the Dodgers.
It's a nice parting gift.
Money to spend.
That voice you hear, John Connor from Matt Friars, he's about to join us live. You're not quite introduced yet, but first this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by SDG&E. Take control of your energy use and help save this winter. Use large appliances outside of peak hours from 4 to 9 p.m. and unplug devices when not in use. Find more tips at sdgne.com/simple steps. Talk to John Connor from Matt Friars right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Don't forget, biggest fan at the top of the hour. Chance to qualify for the night in the Odyssey Suite. Just register at 97.3thefansd.com/biggestfan. And Aztec tickets, basketball tickets for tomorrow night's game to give away. But right now, we're joined in studio by our friend John Connor from Matt Friars, covering the Padres in the minor leagues. John, it's good to see you in studio. Happy holidays.
Thank you guys for having me, as always. It's fun coming out for my one trip to San Diego, like the mean guy from corporate yelling at David Jay and Clark Fahrenthold, wrong, wrong, wrong. But
I love it. Nice. You got a real prize in Clark Fahrenthold.
Clark's a great guy.
David as well. We love Clark a lot. We've had him on the show before. Really, really sharp kid. Really makes me feel dumb. We were texting each other last night about the big potential move that is rumored at the winter meetings for the Padres. And both of us actually had the idea that Mason Miller could be a centerpiece in a deal. It just made sense to both of us at the time. But he's a sharp cat, man. I like that guy a lot.
Clark has a new article that should be up on our site either now or in about a couple minutes. He had an interview with Tusker Musgrove, who is an interesting guy.
Yeah,
he's a two-way player from University of Mobile. Clark did a really nice job in going out there at the Arizona Fall League and getting a chance to talk to him and about a guy, you know, who, as we get into the Padres top 30, could be kind of a good example of what you could see. A guy who has a lot of talent, but, you know, when I talk to you guys, especially you and Paul, more the anti-prospect guys, who's going to be a guy who's going to have to stack performances to show value rather than what he could do. So it's a nice piece by Clark, as all of his pieces are with us. We were very happy to have Clark join us this year, and should be fun to read. And we have another top 30 coming up later this week with Ben Davey, one of our top writers.
Well, listen, it's not that I'm anti-prospects.
Yes. But you love the gear.
I love the gear. Yeah. I wear my tin cap shirts all the time. I realize that what's happened with this team, though, is A.J. Preller has gone. Look, he's gone. He's pot committed. Like, he's in. He's in, and until he wins a World Series, this is going to be the way that he eventually either does it or doesn't do it and fails and goes somewhere else to attempt it there. So I just I'm trying to figure out how you can do both, because I feel like they're just so pot committed now. He's going to have to trade everybody.
Well, two things is, when I was listening to you guys on the way down, I mean, I think you took a nice shot at the Dodgers, which I agree with, is that, you know, the Dodgers have all these prospects, but they don't really trade them. And so to go back on the point you just made, you know, the Padres use prospects either to have a couple guys come up like Tatis and Merrill, or they use them as currency to get people.
Sure.
The Dodgers buy people when something doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You can go over the whole LA roster and we can start naming people. Those are all free agent signings. As far as what the Padres have coming up, is I think in the next 2 years, kind of what I wrote in my top 30 that started off, is that you're looking at, they have to win in the next 2 years. The next 4 or 5 years with all those long-term contracts and guys getting old.
They have to.
And looking at three 37-year-olds in the infield is not going to be
great. That's not great.
So, I mean, as horrible as it may sound as a prospect guy, I kind of agree with both Paul and Steve here, is that if they're somewhere in the mix at midseason.
Got to do it.
You throw them in.
You got to do it. Yeah, it's tough. But
that'll be a different scenario 3 or 4 years from now when you have to have a young guy to pay for like the Eric Hosmer type contract.
Right, and you have to have that young guy to come in and replace the old guy eventually.
But you got 2 years.
Okay.
You have a shot to win.
Now, how high were you on Leah Dallas DeVries? Because that is one that you look at and you go, yeah, for a reliever and really a middling J.P. Sears. Ben thinks he's going to have a very, very bounce back year. I just don't see it in J.P. Sears. I don't see the stuff that tells me he's going to be a really... If he went 12-9 with a 3.95 ERA, I don't know what I would do. That would be incredible. I just don't see it when I watch him pitch.
I like that he's very different from, Nick Pivetta, Joe Musgrove, hard-throwing right-handers.
Yeah, it's a different look.
He's a very different look. And let's be honest, one of the things I like about him is I know AJ likes him.
Yeah, AJ wanted him.
That says a lot to me. If AJ thinks highly of a pitcher, that says a lot to me. And he went for J.P. Sears. And then they threw in Mason Miller at the end of that.
Well, I think he went for Langoliers first and then didn't get Langoliers and then went for J.P. Sears.
Well, I mean, they got Mason Miller because they knew they weren't going to pay Suarez coming up. Everybody knew that. And Miller's probably arguably the top closer in all of baseball.
Yeah, he's filled.
As far as to answer Steve's question on Leo DeVries, Leo DeVries would have been my top prospect easily in here. But... I will say this as someone who saw Fernando Tatis and someone who saw James Wood multiple times when they were at the, in the minors. Leo DeVries was a very, very, very good player. He was not Tatis.
Not at that level.
Or that.
Okay.
And the way I look at it, maybe it's not fair, is when you look at someone like Fernando Tatis and James Wood, you were looking kind of, okay, physically, these are the biggest people on the field.
Right.
And then on top of that, they have all these tools. And then their performance is there. You could make an argument, DeVries probably wasn't the best defensive shortstop on the 10 caps. Now, it doesn't mean he's horrible, doesn't mean he sucks or all this. He was, 18 years old.
Sure.
But, there's some question if he could stay at short, if he could do that. And if you have a chance to get, for 3 years, the top closer in baseball.
Four.
Right? I would do it.
Yeah. Even Jackson Merrill, in many ways, was more advanced in the minor leagues than Leo DeVries. This is not a...
It's not a bash Leo DeVries.
No, I wish they could have kept DeVries, but I mean, if you always start with, the belief that the minor league system is there to make the major league team better.
Right.
And give them a chance to win. I mean, that's why you do it. I mean, I think when you were talking about Tarik Skubal, if I were the Tigers, I wouldn't trade him. I'd keep him for a year. If you got a chance to win, you do it. And I mean, the Tigers have one of the top farm systems in baseball. I don't know what they exactly could get back from the Dodgers that's going to change it.
Yeah, you take it from number two to number one. And
what's the point?
What's the point?
But okay, let's John Conniff's with us, and I want to get into. I want to have time here. Can you stay after the top of the hour?
A whole lot to do.
Great. Sure. All right, so we'll push back the Rondle report because I want to be able to get specifically.
Damn it. Sorry, Paulie.
This guy.
Sorry.
I want to be able to get specifically into some of the prospects. But first of all, the prevailing thinking, if you look at other websites that rank each organization, the Padres minor league is a barren wasteland of nothingness.
Right.
It's dust. It's
like you should quit your job covering it because it's a waste of time.
AJ's already traded everything away. You talk to AJ, he will always say, yeah, I know what they say, but we like a lot of our guys. Other teams like a lot of our guys. Where do you kind of give the objective viewpoint of where the current minor league system stands right now for the Padres?
Well, anytime you do a ranking like we do, or coming up, the bigger one we do is the top 20, where we combine all five of our opinions, even though, of course, mine is the best. And you can confirm that with Mr. J, is that they're kind of a snapshot of where they are. So the best way to look at the Padres system is, I think it'd probably be in about the bottom three right now. But when we go on into the system, I mean, a key example is a guy who I had number 20 was a right-handed pitcher, Carson Montgomery. He was one of the top guys to come out of high school years ago to Florida State. He had some injuries, problems with the coaches. He's got great stuff. He's been injured, and now he's fully back. Clark talked to him, I think, in the Arizona Fall League. So he could be very good, but he's going to start have to stack performances. Other guy I like, we were talking about, before I came on, was Alex McCoy, a big left fielder that they got from
Baltimore.
Baltimore. He's out of Baltimore. Yeah. So some of these guys could develop into more. But as far as just putting down who's great, Now, yeah, it's going to be a little slow. But then again, I would disagree with a lot of the guys who are still that high on Ethan Salas. I had him at number four in my own ranking. And as an homage to my buddy Woods over here, the Notre Dame fan, you know, there's a disagreement within the Mad Friars family about how we do that. Yeah, and even with Mr. La Jolla Country Day, Mr. Jay, who I'm sure his manservant Jeeves, who runs his social media, will be chatting in about how I'm wrong about Salas, but we can talk about Ethan, too.
He's high on him.
Yeah, I like Ethan a lot, and I mean, as much like to tease David a lot, I think what it comes down to is there's a reason he got $5 million. He has a tremendous amount of tools. If you guys get a chance, when you're out spring training, go watch him catch a bullpen.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, his hands.
I've watched him do drills that it blew me away. I mean,
exactly.
It was crazy soft hands.
And he has a great swing. But when you watched him play for the full year in Fort Wayne, where he hit 206, and I mean, I can have my friend Paul pull up the stats, and Paul can say, well, I don't know about him. He's hitting 206 in high A. How good's he going to be? And I can throw out the buzzwords. Well, you're scouting the stat line. And anonymous scouts say this and this. The problem that I see with him, and you can have Clark on, it'd be interesting too, is, yeah, he doesn't chase pitches.
I hit 188, actually. Not 206.
In double A.
Yes.
Yeah, in 10 games. But, you know, he doesn't chase pitches. He makes contact within the strike zone. But as you know, when you're at that level, you have to kind of be able to identify a pitch you can drive 100%. And hit. And he looked like he was swinging a lot of things too early. And I think a lot of that goes back to he never should have been double A.
Yeah, he was rushed.
All of us went on the radio, podcasts, and we were all united that that wasn't a good move. And I think when he went to Fort Wayne in 2024, he spent about the first 3 months trying to hit the 5-run home run.
Yeah.
To get up there.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I think I'm more concerned about his health.
Yeah, I'm concerned about his health, but what I'm concerned about...
Why would you guys be concerned about a broken back on, like, an 18-year-old kid? How would you even consider
him a catcher? He's a catcher.
Come on.
I think, I hope this kind of gives them, David and I were talking about, it could give them a reason to put him back in Fort Wayne, saying he's had so much time off. Let him get his bat going. The defense is there. But, you know, double A, and particularly in that park in San Antonio, that's one of the toughest parks to hit in all of minor league baseball. The winds come in.
Yeah.
Hitters hate it.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. We got to take a timeout for the top of the hour and give out our biggest fan name when we come back. But, John, you're going to stick around. One question I'm going to ask you when we come back is, Padres need starting pitching. Is there anything in the pipeline that we could actually see on the big league level coming up here in 2026 that could help the team? More with John Connor from Mad Friars. All guests appear on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.